Shalom to all. Today's office is Rishalim Master Shani Daf Chav Zayin. We are starting Chaf Av Amud Beis about three lines on from the bottom with the words of Chanin of Rabbi Yonasan and a Vilna source of Daf. It's on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph about 2/3 of the way through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah and Gemara we discussed that once Master Shani was in Yerushalayim, not only is it not allowed to be redeemed there, but one is also not allowed to take it out and redeem it outside. So we have a story: Rabbi Chanin of Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Shuba Levi, all of Yerushalayim. They went to Yerushalayim. Nisman Olan Peiros. They got a hold of fruit. Victual of Dosan Megvul. And they wanted to take off Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Already in their times, there were no mechitzas, the walls were destroyed, so they wanted to leave Yerushalayim and be put to the Maaser Sheni outside. However, Amar Loin Chada Safta, that's the proper girsa, a certain Safta, a Babi, a Babushka, an elderly woman, she told them, Avucha and your forefathers, Loi Havin Avdin Kain, they didn't do this, Ella, Mafkin Chutz L'Chaima, that's the proper girsa, they would take it outside the wall before the Maaser Sheni was separated, meaning before the produce reached Gemar Malacha, Upaid Naisan Sham, and they would be put there. We continue discussing this machloikas. Safta have a sovereign meimar. The Safta clearly held to say Chav Zayin Amar Aleph on top. Roinus Hamechitzos Kilu Eilos. We view the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim as if they're going up, meaning even though the walls of Yerushalayim were already destroyed, we still view them as if they're there, and therefore the only way to be part of the Maaser Sheni is if it's not considered Maaser Sheni yet, and it's taken out of Yerushalayim, gets its designation there, and then you can be part of it. But if it's already considered Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you can't be part of it because it's considered like we have Mechitzos, even though they're not physically there. Vilin Rabbanan have a sovereign meimar, but the Rabbanan thought to say Ein Roinus Hamechitzos Kilu Eilos. We don't view the mechitzos that were already destroyed as if they're going up. And therefore, they were machmir on themselves that in Yerushalayim, you can't be part of the Maaser Sheni, even though there aren't actual physical mechitzos, but as long as you take it outside Yerushalayim, you can be part of it there. Another layer to this machlokes, Safta have a Safra Meimar, Kirib Yeshua, the Ilan Rabban Safra Meimar, Kirib Lezer. That's a proper gear, so we have to switch around the names. The Safta held like Rabbi Yeshua, and the Rabban held like Kirib Lezer. What's this machlokes? So this is found in Mesechus Adias, and it's a famous machlokes that's called Kedusha Rishayna Kitchela Shaita Ulasid Lavai, or not Lasid Lavai. Namely, the Kedusha that was given to Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash when it was first built. Is that Kedusha forever, even if it gets destroyed? Or is that Kedusha only for the current time, but once it gets destroyed, the Kedusha leaves? Rabbi Yeshua holds that Kedusha is there forever, and that's what the Safta holds, and therefore Yerushalayim still has its din, even though it doesn't physically have the walls or the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Rabbi Lezer holds that no, it was only a temporary Kedusha, it's not a Kedusha Lasid Lavai, and therefore it's not considered to have its walls, and that's who the Rabbanan held like. And we see somebody who's machmir in such a situation. Rav Pinchas, when he had Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim after it was already destroyed, Misaev La, he would be Metamet, Upadi La, and then he would be Padet. Du Chashash Ladu Uladein. He was Chashash for her and for him. He was Chashash for the Safta, the Yerushalayim was still considered Yerushalayim, and his produce is not allowed to be brought outside. And he's Chashash for the Tanakama of our Mishnah, that once produce was brought into Yerushalayim, even though it hadn't physically had Maaser Sheni separated from it, it's considered Kaltum Mechitzas, and it may not be brought back out. And therefore, the only thing he was able to do with his Maaser Sheni was to be Metamet. And then he can be paid because everyone agrees that Tommy Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim is allowed to be redeemed. Now, even though we know that L'chatchila it's asr to be metame Maaser Sheni, since Bizman Hazeh, one can't eat it anyway, so he held it's mutter to be metame. And the Gemara concludes with Yaakov Ra'idi quotes Rabbi Shuba Levi that halacha k'divrei Talmid, the halacha is like the Talmud. Namely, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in our Mishnah who said b'shem Rabbi Yaisi, that's the Talmud, according to Beis Hillel, as long as the produce in Yerushalayim had not yet reached Gemara Malacha, it's allowed to be brought outside, the designation of Maaser Sheni can happen there, and it's allowed to be nifta outside as well, and that's how we paskin. Now just going on to the last part of the Mishnah where we had said about Demai Nechnas V'yotze, Demai is allowed to be brought in and out of Yerushalayim, and Arab Zeira, he just clarifies, Obavad b'peiros shehen tevulun l'demai. This is referring to peiros which are tevel l'demai, which means it's peiros of Demai that haven't yet had all the necessary maestras separated from them. Ha Demai atzmai, but if we have maestras sheni of Demai itself, and that was brought into Yerushalayim, k'var tefsase mechitza, the mechitza already chaptes Demai, even though it's only maestras sheni misafek, since we're dealing with the Maaser Sheni itself, is already considered Kaltu Mechitzas, and he's not allowed to bring it outside. The only type of Demai he's allowed to bring back out of Yerushalayim, if it's in a whole basket of Demai produce, not specifically Maaser Sheni, which is Demai. And on to Halacha Dalet, continue to discuss what we already know, that Maaser Sheni is only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but not Nifta there, one has to be pied to it outside Yerushalayim. As the Mishnah tells us, Ilon Chu Amid Bifnim, Vinayta Lechotz, Ay Amid Lechotz, Vinayta Lefnim. We have a tree, which is inside Yerushalayim, but the branches are leaning outside the wall, or the other way around, the trunk of the tree is outside Yerushalayim and branches are leaning into Yerushalayim. Chav Zayin Amud Beis on top, Mekineged Achayim V'Lefnim K'Lefnim, Mekineged Achayim V'Lechotz K'Lechotz. Whatever's opposite the wall and inside is like inside, and whatever's opposite the wall and outside is outside. Onto something similar, Batei Habadim Shepeschem L'Fnim V'Chalon L'Chotz, Oy Shepeschem L'Chotz V'Chalon L'Fnim. We have these Batei Habadim, these rooms that housed an olive press that were situated in one of two ways. The door was definitely built into the wall. The question is, where was the actual room of the olive press? Was it inside Yerushalayim or outside? If it's Pescheim Lefnim, that means that you enter it from inside Yerushalayim. You walk through the door, which is in the wall. The actual olive press is outside Yerushalayim, obviously enclosed by walls and a roof, but it's still located outside the wall. Or it's the other way around. The Pesach is outside, which means you enter the olive press from outside Yerushalayim, walking through the door in the wall, and the Chalal, the actual press itself, covered by walls and a ceiling, that's inside Yerushalayim. What's the status of this? Beis Shammai says, Hakol Lefnim, everything's like Lefnim. And this is L'chumra, which means when you're in this olive press, it doesn't make a difference where it's located, if it's physically in Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim, we always have to be machmir, and it's always considered like inside Yerushalayim, in as much as you're not allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni there, and it's also considered like outside Yerushalayim, in as much as you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni there. However, Beis Hillel says, Mekineged Racham Lefnim, Kelefnim, Mekineged Racham Lechotz, Kelechotz, from the wall and inside is like inside, from the wall and outside is like outside, and the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Moving on to something similar, this is not related to Maaser Sheni, but it has to do with something which is partially in, partially out, and this has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Halashachos, the different chambers that we have in the Beis HaMikdash compound, Benuyos BaKodesh UPsuchos LaChol. If they're built in the Kodesh, meaning the room itself is actually in the Hazara, however, its opening is into the Chol. The only way to access this room is from outside the Beis HaMikdash compound. Eichon Chol V'Gagasein Kodesh. The inside of this room is considered a Chol because the only way to access it is from outside the Beis HaMikdash, but the roof of this room, this Lishka, is considered a Kodesh because, as we said, it's built in the Hazara, and if you manage to get on the roof, so you're actually in the airspace of the Hazara. The opposite is true as well. Benuyos BaChol UPsuchos LaKodesh. Let's say the room itself is outside the Beis HaMikdash compound, but the only way to get into the room is from the Azara, so Teichon Kodesh V'Gagasein Chol. The inside of the room is Kodesh, because that's a way to access it from the Azara, but the roof is Chol, because if you manage to climb on the roof, you're in the airspace which is already outside the Beis HaMikdash. And what about if it's half-half? Benuyos BaKodesh U'B'Chol. This room is partially inside the Azara, partially out. UPsuchos LaKodesh U'L'Chol. And there's two different entrances, one from the Azara, one from outside. So Teichon V'Gagasein, Mekineged HaKodesh U'L'Kodesh. Kodesh, Mekineged HaChol V'L'Chol. Chol, the part of the room and the roof which is inside the Azara, so that's considered Kodesh, and the part of the room and the roof which is outside is considered like outside. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.